This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. UFC 263 is going to be on June 12th, live on ESPN Plus pay-per-view, Saturday, June 12th. It's going to be from Glendale, Arizona. And the man who runs the UFC, their president, Dana White, is our guest here on the show. Dana, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
I guess we're awesome, too. But tell me why this is why are you excited about this card? Give me the thing that grips you about this one card this weekend.
Well, a couple things. First of all, I've been excited about all the cards since we've had 100% of fans back. You know, we had the first one in Jacksonville. It was insane. Then we went to Houston, sold out, insane. And this one here, we held the record here for the gate. We doubled the gate record here. And the reason we did that is obviously fans are ready to get back. But Adesanya versus Marvin Vettori for the middleweight championship, you got Figueiredo versus Moreno. Last year was one of the two fights of the year. And then the return of Nate Diaz taking on the number three ranked welterweight in the world and Leon Edwards. The card is awesome.
Chris, Dana, sorry. One thing that's interesting, I was just about to ask something about Chris Weidman. We'll get there in a second. But you were so eager to get fans back in the building, as we all know. But the ironic part to me was that I thought your sport, from a viewer at home standpoint, suffered as little as any sport out there. I thought the cards really felt good, even with no one in attendance. How did you feel about how the presentation was on TV during COVID?
Yeah, thank you. I did too. You know, it was a unique experience, very different. You could hear a lot more punches, kicks. You could hear smack talking during the fight. You could hear the corners perfectly. It was definitely a different, unique experience. But at the same time, you know, you miss that live crowd, that energy, that buzz that happens when you have a sold-out arena.
Did you hear from the fighters, Dana, that things were different once fans got back in there? Did they feel more of a positive or a negative energy from having all those people back?
It's one of the things that's awesome about my guys and girls. Nobody ever said anything. Nobody said anything during the pandemic when nobody was there, and they didn't say anything, you know, when the fans were back. But you got to imagine, right? It's impossible not to feel something when you're walking out of that tunnel and 20,000 people are going crazy.
Now, you really know how, Dana, you've proven it over the years, you know how to put on a show. I mean, you make things interesting for fans of boxing and of MMA. But let me ask you, what are your thoughts on what's going on now in boxing where they're trying to grab the peripheral fan by having, like, YouTubers fight, I guess, past their prime boxers? What's your take on that?
Listen, there's always going to be a market for this. You know, I was saying the other day, imagine if Kim Kardashian wanted to fight Amanda Nunes, right?
Right.
It would be the biggest pay-per-view of all time. And I don't know if you remember a couple years ago when Justin Bieber came out and said he wanted to fight Tom Cruise. People are going crazy. It's all anybody would talk to me about. You know, I think as humans, we're fascinated by some of these celebrity-type fights, and there's always going to be a market for it, but that's not what I do. I don't think it hurts the sport in any way at all, and I don't think it helps the sport any way at all.
A couple of quick hitters for you. Number one, I saw a video of Chris Weidman, Long Island's own Chris Weidman, walking again last week. That had to make you feel good. And I mean, you never get used to anything like that. The injury that Anderson Silva suffered was traumatic to watch. The Weidman injury was terrible. What's it like for you to deal with personally when something so sort of visually awful happens to one of your fighters?
Yeah, no, that's always a rough one. You know, what's weird for us as humans, that's a broken bone, just like you break any other bone. A week later, I don't know if you guys saw it, but what's his name? Big badass Brazilian. Jacare. Jacare's arm got snapped in half, got broken. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And nobody was losing their mind or freaking out about that because we can handle it like a broken arm or, you know, you break some fingers or something. But when that bone in the shin breaks, man, it freaks us out. And Chris, to see Chris up and walking is awesome. But I don't know if you guys follow Jacare at all. I mean, that guy, he's moving his arm around. He, you know, his arm broke in half. That had to be fixed. and he's good too.
How surprised were you by the Masvidal knockout? And for a guy who's kind of was a career journeyman and then had this incredible run over the last couple of years, how impacted is he as a box office draw after the last fight?
Yeah, no, he became a huge star, man, when he went on that little run there. And, you know, yeah, obviously the way he was knocked out was like, wow. But Usman, Kamaru Usman is a bad boy, and he's one of the absolute best of all time.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
I'm wondering, and we're talking with Dana White, the president of UFC, when the pandemic hit and everything was shut down, did you worry about your business?
Yeah, I was worried about my my business, my employees, my fighters, everybody. Yeah, it was a very weird time.
And how did you get through that? I mean, what was your first reaction? And I mean, was there resignation at first, or you said, no, we're going to just plow through this? What was your thought process, Dana, to get through it?
No, the first thing that happened is when this all started closing down, we actually had a huge employee staff meeting downstairs. And I said, listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't understand this. I don't understand it. I don't know enough about it yet. And we're diving into this thing. But if you feel unsafe or you feel uncomfortable, you guys can go home. Go home and, you know, wait to hear from us, whatever. Basically, none of my staff went home. Everybody stayed here at work. I got a bunch of savages. And then as we started to dive into this thing and look at it, I said, there has to – shutting down and hiding in my house for a year and a half doesn't seem like an answer to me. How do we figure this thing out? I was talking about building a lab here at the office to start testing, and, you know, we just started diving in trying to figure it out.
What kind of crowd expected this weekend?
Sold out. We sold out this weekend, too. We broke the record at this arena, and we just broke our own record, and we almost doubled it. So this place is going to be crazy on Saturday. I leave tomorrow for Arizona. I can't wait.
All right, good stuff, Dana. We thank you for joining us, as always. It's UFC 263 this weekend. You can get it on ESPN Plus pay-per-view Saturday, June 12th. We thank you for coming on with us, Dana.
Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.